Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Got a great podcast for you for this Tuesday, January 25th, 2011. This is our 437th podcast. So glad you're here. Going to bring you up to date with some Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to talk a little bit about all-inclusive packages for Hawaii. We're also going to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is a great segment for you because we're actually going to go over things that are costing for Hawaii. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also reach us by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We have over 15 agents located right here in Hawaii waiting to help you plan a very memorable Hawaii vacation. Hope you're having a great week. So are we. Just got finished coming back from Waikiki. Did an update on our app. So when I'm out and about, I like to do these quick updates. So if you have our app or you haven't gotten our app, rather, go to your app store, either the iTunes app store or Android, and download our app. It's Hawaii Aloha. And we actually welcomed the first visitors that we've had from China. We've started to open up that market a little bit, and we met some lovely family who came in to do their vacation. Yaling has been working on it for months, and just so great to see them and meet them. And what I was just struck with is just how open they are, how many similarities there are between their culture and our culture. I was very particularly interested to see how people in China actually do their travel and how they found us. And they found it the same way you and I would find travel, by word of mouth. And they do a lot of that in China. They find somebody that did a good job for them, and then they want the same thing. And just a lot of, just a wonderful family. And we hung out with them a little bit today, kind of got them orientated to Waikiki, and they came all the way in from Shanghai. So it's exciting to see that we're starting to get our first wave of customers from China. So that is just a lot of fun. Got a lot of ground to cover here, so let's get right into it. Big announcement this week. Hyatt Hotels here in Hawaii has announced that they're going to be taking over the former Ocean Resort, and they're going to be calling it a Hyatt Place. And when this renovation is complete, it's going to be a beautiful property with 425 guest rooms, and it'll be branded the Hyatt Place. And it's an interesting move for Hyatt to be bringing in one of their newer brands. And it's kind of comes in the heels of, I think, Hyatt getting into play here, doing more here in Hawaii. Recently, they just announced that they're going to be doing a partnership with Starwood Hotels to develop the Andaz Wailea Resort over on Maui. Be interesting to see that, just how they're coming into play and into the marketplace. Now, we had heard just a little while ago that the Ocean Resort, and this Ocean Resort is kind of like a dumpy property now, I have to say. It needs a lot of work. It's, you know, like 32, 35 years old, and it needed a lot of work. And it's going to be an 18-month project that they're going to be doing. And we had just heard a little while ago that Aqua was going to be taking it over. And now all of a sudden we hear that Hyatt is taking it over. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and how it works into their brand. So the Ocean Resort Hotel Waikiki will be a Hyatt Place. So this will be their second major property right in Waikiki. And now it looks like they're doing more with Hawaii. They've just renovated, of course, over on Kauai as well. So good to hear that news. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And we'll be watching that closely. Another big news is finally at the airport, they're going to have free Wi-Fi access. And a lot of people have been wanting that. We've been wanting that for a long time. The Wi-Fi access kind of is crappy out at the airport, but it looks like they're going to be bringing it in. And according to this story, ShakaNet was the only provider out there, and this service is going to be free for everybody out there. And they're going to have lots of hotspots in all of the areas. And it looks like this is going to come into, it's going to be beginning in May. So that's good news. Also wanted to tell you about a great arts and music festival and dance, just a whole Hawaii cultural experience that's going to be taking place in Maui. And I talk about this because everybody who comes to Hawaii who has had some sort of cultural experience report that they enjoyed their trip better and are more likely to come back because we have such a rich culture here. And there's going to be a great festival happening out in Maui at the Ritz-Carlton at the Kapalua Hotel. And it's the first one of its kind like this. And there's going to be many different artists featured, a lot of hands-on art demonstrations, films, cultural panels, all celebrated. And this is going to be in, where is the date on that one? April 22nd to the 25th. So it's the 19th annual celebration. So it isn't the first one of its kind. So sorry about that. But it is, it's the 18th annual one, and it's going to be great. And there's going to be also a unique song competition there that's going to be dedicated to George Kanahele, who, according to this, to the organizers of the event, committed to ensuring that the Hawaiian values remain the integral part of Hawaii hospitality as we know here in Hawaii and the whole industry. And it's a song challenge, and that'll be taking place on Saturday nights during the festival. So hopefully you'll be able to, you know, if you're going to be coming in here in April, make sure that you check that out and you get involved with that. That's going to be a great festival. I want to go to that one. So hopefully we'll be over there in Maui too, and we'll see you guys there. Just yesterday, I mean, and I'm sure this is happening all over the country, a lot of these states who now have new governors are doing the big inaugural events, of course, but now the state of the state addresses are taking place all over the country. And we had one here in Hawaii. We have a new governor, Neil Abercrombie. You might recognize Neil Abercrombie he was part of the House of Representatives. He was a representative up in Washington for many years. God, I think, what, close to 25, 30 years he was doing that as well. Long time, I think 20 years. But now he is our governor, and he is bringing what we call a new day to Hawaii, and he's shaking things up a little bit, especially in the tourism industry, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of it. One of the things that he wants to do is he thinks that we're spending too much money on tourism advertising for Hawaii, and he wants to reallocate that money because he feels that the visitor industry is not going to be able to sustain itself if we don't take care of the infrastructure in Hawaii. And so a lot of shaking up is going to go on. We're going to be seeing how that's going to play out in the next few days, and we'll be telling you about that as well. Another controversial thing is that he supports a lot of timeshares, and he is supporting this timeshare program because he wants to create parity in the tax area because he wants these timeshares to contribute to our taxes and to the economy here. So we'll be hearing more about that as well, because he's a big supporter of it. I'm on the fence about it. I'm not sure that we want to have more timeshares, but I certainly do have an open mind and want to hear more about the governor's new plans. He has a lot of great ideas, including adding more taxes for soda and soft drinks, and adding more taxes, just a lot of new taxes that he wants to put into play. So we'll see how that works for us. And I tell you, we need a new direction. And I think Neil Abercrombie is the guy to do it. And he's going to be rattling a lot of feathers, apparently. And we'll see it. We'll see how that works out. I want to talk a little bit today about all-inclusive packages for Hawaii, because we get a lot of call for it here, and we've been getting more and more folks interested in our all-inclusive offerings. So it's something that I don't think we can talk enough about, because it's a very common question that we get from you guys, is that you're interested in all-inclusive packages, and very often an all-inclusive package means that everything is included in your trip. And a lot of people equate all-inclusive offerings with the same things that you have in Jamaica, Mexico, the Bahamas, and these, like, you know, sandals and breezes. That's another one where you basically pay like a very small amount of money. I mean, when you think about it, they're pretty good deals. They're over, I think, you know, they started with like $9.99 for Mexico, even $7.99 I've seen. And it includes all of your food and your drink at the resort. And sometimes the resort does include some sort of activities, but mostly all-inclusive means you get to eat all you want and you get to drink all you want, which is pretty good, right? Especially if you like that sort of thing and you really want to just get wasted and eat a lot of food. They're great. And some of them do have activities. But for Hawaii, we don't have all-inclusive resorts like that. We don't have resorts that you can just, you know, eat all you want, all you can eat, anytime you want at the restaurants. And the reason for that is because we're not a foreign country, folks. We're the United States, you know, and there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot, when it comes to food, especially for Hawaii, there's just so many choices. And really, you know, you don't want to get, in most cases, stuck at the hotel for all of your meals. However, we have, because there is such a demand for it, and we think there is a tremendous value in creating all-inclusive packages. Now, all of our all-inclusive packages, and if you go to our website, hawaii-aloha.com, you'll see all-inclusive packages. Now, these are packages that include, in most cases, an all-inclusive package will include all of your breakfasts and your dinners, all of your activities. It'll also include transportation. And that's pretty much what a all-inclusive Hawaii package includes. Now, keep in mind, it includes all of your activities. And one of the things people ask us all the time is, well, you know, if I come to Hawaii, I get, let's say, an air, room, and car package with no activities. How much money am I going to have to spend? It's a common question. In fact, on the last show, I talked about that because somebody was asking, how much money do I need to spend for my vacation, for the activities for my vacation? Well, we've worked all of this out for you, so you know exactly how much it's going to cost you. Because usually, with our all-inclusive packages, it's going to cost an additional $1,500 to $2,000. To cover all of your meals and all of your activities. And if you calculate it out, you know, based on what activities cost, it's going to cost at least that or more if you do it yourself. So we can create a better value because we know where to look for these things and we know how to bundle them together. So we can end up saving you money on these all-inclusives. But a lot of times people see the price on it and they get sticker shock because they go, oh my God, it's that much money. Well, guess what, folks? You're going to spend that much money or more anyway. So what we're doing is we're saying, you know, hey, this is what it's going to cost all up front, and you know what it's going to cost, and everything's included, including the gratuities. Now, we have gotten really good at this whole all-inclusive packages thing for Hawaii here at our company, Hawaii Aloha Travel. We've got some really good ones. One you want to check out is our Kauai Carefree All-Inclusive. This is now our most popular all-inclusive package because it is as close as we can get to the kind of all-inclusive package that you're going to find in some of these other resorts in Mexico, Bahamas, and so forth. And it's a great value. It's a $9.99 per person. And let me tell you what this includes. It includes 4 nights at a really great hotel. It's a 4-star property right on the beach. Now, we have different accommodations that you can get in the package. If you want, let's say, a pool view or an ocean view room, we can arrange that. It's a little bit more money. But the $9.99 includes the mountain view room, the standard room, but those are very adequate at this property. We really love this property. They do a great job. It includes all your transfers. It includes a lay greeting. It includes all your breakfast and all of your dinners. It also includes a seafood buffet and a sirloin and seafood buffet on one of the nights. And it also includes a Mai Tai party if you're there on Tuesdays. That's all you can drink for like an hour. And believe me, they're great Mai Tais, and they really have alcohol in them. All your gratuities included. It's going to include a Waimea Canyon tour. That's the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, just a beautiful, beautiful place to tour, and the Hanalei Valley tour. It also includes our VIP hotline service, so that if you need any assistance, you need any questions answered, we're right there for you. It also includes a couple of other good freebies, including our welcome pack, which is this great welcome pack that we've put together for our clients here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. So you'll get that as well. So you definitely want to check that out. And if you're interested in these packages, get over to our website, hawaii-aloha.com. We can definitely hook you up with a great all-inclusive package for Hawaii. Gosh, I'm actually running out of time. I wanted to go over to packages, but I just don't have time to do that. So I think I got time maybe for one quick package here because this is a great one. This is for 5 people coming all the way in from Los Angeles, and I like this booking because it's July booking, 16th to 23rd for 5 people. They're going to be, it's just an amazing package. The total package price, $37.92. Actually, These folks are coming all the way in from Los Angeles. They're going to be staying at the Aston Waikiki Sunset. Beautiful package. Great deal. Congratulations to the Bernard family. Kayla, Isaac, Mika, Marie, and Victor. Congratulations to you guys. You're going to have a great time in Hawaii. Nay. This package was put together by Kalei. She's over at Extension 31. Total package price, $37.92. What a great deal. So congratulations to these guys coming in July. Remember, you can put a small deposit down, pay for it over time, and before you know it, your trip is paid for, and you're coming to Hawaii. So hopefully you'll plan your Hawaii vacation with us. And remember, we do this every Tuesday and Friday. Tune in again next Friday for another episode. And in the meantime, make sure you check out our blog at hawaii-aloha.com/blog. That's going to wrap it up for everybody here at hawaii-aloha.com. We'll say aloha and mahalo.